Five times Ruby was selfish, and one time she wasn't. A supernatural fanfic, written by Ellie Murazaki and read by Mal K10 for the January 2014 Pod Together Lightning Round. 1. Her name was Roberta. When the Great Plague swept London, she learned to cast a spell to keep herself and her family, her daughter Penelope, her husband William, alive and safe. The demon she bargained with for the power to cast the spell refused to grant the power to save all three. If Roberta sacrificed herself, the demon said, Penelope and William would both surely live. If Roberta ensured her own safety, the other two would have to take their chances. Roberta saved herself. William fell ill the next day and died soon thereafter. Roberta mourned him, but as she wept, she planned the spell that she would cast, to bring her the wealth that would keep herself and Penelope fed in his absence. 2. Lilith reminded Roberta of little Penelope, right down to the difficulty articulating Roberta's name. Lilith dubbed her Ruby. She never liked being Roberta, as if she were a cut-rate Robert instead of a first-rate herself, anyway. 3. Caroline, the blonde woman Ruby possessed right out of the gate, had a stellar credit rating. Maintaining and improving that rating was one of the focuses of her life. Ruby opened several credit cards in Caroline's name, maxed them all out. Some of the money was spent on things Ruby needed for spell work, some on really cute but hideously expensive clothes, some on French fries, and never did get around to paying the bills. 4. Lilith had suggested tempting Sam with the promise of sex and never actually having any with him. That approach might have worked better, but Ruby couldn't argue with results. Sam being dead sexy when he wasn't dead drunk, that was, honestly, most of the reason Ruby did it. 5. Ruby fucking Anna had no purpose beyond the momentary pleasure. It was Anna's idea, seeking some sort of connection, Ruby thought. And well, hell, when somebody that pretty makes that sort of offer and there's no particular reason not to take it. 1. Lilith had promised that Lucifer would supply endless rewards to the ones who released him. Some of that would spill down to the lower ranks of demon, among whom Ruby had been numbered before Lilith took notice of her, in the form of host bodies among Ruby's servants. And Sam's, of course, and maybe Anna's, too. Surely they would both see reason. Ruby's course of action was set long before Lilith said a word about the wealth and power Ruby would gain from being key to freeing Lucifer. She loved Lilith more than she'd ever loved Penelope. She would do what Lilith asked of her, because it was Lilith who asked. The end.